And we have a special guest in the studio, Ms. Holmes from the Area 31 Career Center, Dentsing. So tell us a little bit more about dental assisting to Tony and I.
So Area 31 Career Center, my name's Ms. Holmes. I have the dental assisting program. It's only available to seniors in high school here at Ben Davis and other transfer schools that we work with. It is dual credited through Ivy Tech College. We have two courses that we teach throughout the year. And most of the time, the students that start in the dental assisting program, they go through first semester, they go through second semester. Dental assisting is a good place to start for anybody that is really interested in dental careers, whether that be a dental assistant, dental hygienist, or even becoming a dentist or a specialty dentist.
So I was reading a little bit more about dental assisting, and it sounds like a process. It's like a step in between of going to something bigger and being a dentist or other different areas in that job, the field of that job. What can someone expand from being a dentist or a dentist assistant and then going on from there?
Yeah, definitely. So really with dental assisting, it's fundamental skills in the dental field that you it gives you a little bit of a hands-on training, kind of seeing if that is your niche. You can bring it, like I said, into just dental assisting, getting the certifications and licensures. You can work in like pediatrics, oral surgery. You can go on to endo. Maybe if you want to become a hygienist, you can go to additional schooling after high school and after whatever program path you choose. And you can go and clean people's teeth if that's your niche. Or you can go on to become a dentist, like I said before, or specialty, if that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. So how do people actually join dental assisting here at the Area 31 Career Center at Ben Davis High School?
That's a great question. So as a junior and maybe even as a sophomore, you can kind of think about your career path. I think it's really great right now because a lot of students have more opportunity with career centers. If you're moderately interested in the health field, what I recommend all students from transfers or even from Ben Davis is to start with like health science as a junior. So you could get on to like Area 31's website and start kind of researching that, or you can even visit us and we'll give you more information. Start with health sciences, gives you a little background into just general medical. If you want to take dental assisting, you can opt as a junior or even a sophomore to take that your senior year.
So when students graduate, what do they take with them with the dental assisting? What's the next step after they finish the course? They do health science and then they do dental assisting and they want to keep going on with that. What's the next step?
That's a good question as well. So most of the students that are in the program right now, they are finishing up dual credit program from Ivy Tech for dental assisting. Some of them need to take some prereqs to get into the dental assisting program at Ivy Tech, which is at the Anderson campus. After their summer prerequisites, they can get in fall semester into the program. I believe the program has about 20 seats. It's a little bit competitive in the dental field, regardless if you do dental assisting or dental hygiene.
What? Do you have any questions, Kaden?
How did you get into dental assisting?
That's a good question.
It's been a
long time. Well, I was in the field not that long ago working as a dental assistant. But I wish I would have had an opportunity like this, definitely. Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, career centers weren't as big as they are now. I wish I would have been able to have a little bit of a head start with my career path. But I knew that when I was in high school, and especially as a senior, I wanted to get into dentistry or the healthcare field. Just wasn't sure how I wanted to start. My path was probably a little bit longer than some of the kids that come to Area 31 or other career centers. But I started at IUPUI as a dental hygiene student. Mm-hmm. And then I moved on to a dental assisting program there at IUSD. And then from there, the rest is history.
So when did you start teaching here, the students at the Area 31 Center?
This is actually my very first year here at Area 31.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. Very first year. Yeah. So it's been exciting. Prior to teaching at Area 31, I was at a college mm-hmm. and taught college students, and the demographic was totally different, of course. In the college setting, you know, I have people coming straight from high school. I have adults going back to school because they realize after they're in the field for so long with something, or maybe whatever they started with wasn't their thing, you know, that they needed something that was a little bit more stable. And of course, with dentistry, we always need dentists and people that work for dentists. So they're all over the world.
So what would you recommend for a student who's still unsure if they want to go into being a dental assistant or just being a dentist in general? What would you say to them?
For all my students, and like I said, a lot of times they're not sure how far they want to go with dentistry. I always recommend trying to get into a program like the one at Area 31, or even just starting with dental assisting, seeing if there's a good fit there, and then moving on if that is definitely their passion.
What?
I mean, that answers most of my questions. I don't know if Kaden, you have any questions, or Tony has any questions.
No, I don't really have any. She kind of answered all mine.
Anything you would like to say?
Well, thank you for having me, first off. And if anybody is interested and pursuing like further learning, especially while they're in high school, I would definitely take a look at the Area 31 programs.
Okay.
Well, thanks for being on here. Thank you for taking the time. You probably have a busy schedule since Area 31 classes go on in the morning and in the afternoon, so it's kind of nonstop. And it's something really impressive that you do. Your first year teaching here, I've heard a lot about dental assistants from other students here at Ben Davis High School and Area 31 Career Center. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So up next is Heat of the Moment. Of course, you're listening to WBDG. It's a 53 marathon. It is currently the year 1982. Heat of the Moment here on Indie Shine 90.9, your station for variety.